Welcome back into the program as we continue on this week, and we are delighted to bring in the college football professor for his third appearance as we are finally in the middle of college football season, sandwiched between week one and week two. What an incredible first weekend it was in college football. What stood out to you the most?
Well, you know, the first thing that surprised me was the fact that TCU, this vaunted defense, in their first game gave up 50 points. That's quite a number for a good defense, isn't it, Jacob?
It really is, and for those of you who don't know, TCU was defeated by in a bit of an upset by Baylor 50-48 Friday night, and what was, I think, one of the best matchups of the weekend as far as the game goes.
One other thing that is that the contenders that did not, you know, they took a pop quiz this week, but they passed their pop quiz, did quite well. Oklahoma, Alabama, Stanford, Wisconsin. And in a moment, Jacob, we'll give some grades to a few of these teams that we're looking at. But I thought it got off to a good start for these contenders. One thing about Wisconsin I'd like to mention, Russell Wilson, he's a difference maker. And he's going to mean a lot to the Wisconsin program. But as I thought about it, you know, not only does he mean a lot to Wisconsin, Wisconsin is going to be a great place for him. It's going to help him to improve his game.
Yeah, I agree, and I think he had a great night the other night against UNLV. It was just UNLV, but I think Russell Wilson will be a huge asset to Wisconsin, and likewise, Wisconsin's offensive line and for him. I do want to mention, before we get too far into the program, last weekend we made some predictions, and some of them you may have laughed at because they weren't really consequential games, but one of us in the room, and he's not sitting in my chair, did pretty well on some of those predictions. I was surprised when the professor chose South Florida over Notre Dame. I said it was a good pick, but I wasn't bold enough to do it. But he was, and he was right. South Florida 23-20 with the upset in South Bend.
It's quite interesting. The old professor would have been 10-10 except for one game, and that is Richmond upsetting Duke. I'd picked Duke to beat Richmond, and that's the one loss that I had this past week. One other thing I might mention, we're not going to get into realignment because this thing is moving faster than a speeding bullet. I was just thinking as we were looking and thinking about realignment, I thought the SEC is fearsome. The Big Ten is formidable. The Pac-12 is fickle. The Big East is flimsy. The ACC is fragile. And the Big 12 is falling apart.
That's about the size of it.
But there's one other thing, though, on this realignment. Georgia put in their application this week to be in the WAC conference. They put on those uniforms and everything. They were styling so that they might get picked up by the WAC. And then Ole Miss, they put in their application with the Sun Belt. So those two teams may be leaving the SEC. What do you think?
I thought that Georgia game looked like something you would have seen in a Power Rangers deal because you had Boise State in these all-white uniforms and Georgia with, it didn't even look like their normal red, silver helmets with the black trim on there. It just did not look good. Georgia has tried so many different uniforms. How many different uniforms are we going to try? It just doesn't work.
Somebody needs to tell Mark Richt, you don't win games by what you wear. You win games by how you play.
And another SEC team that I think you picked last week, you didn't exactly pick the game for a loss, but you said that Auburn needed to be very cautious when playing Utah State, and it turned out they needed to be very cautious. With just north of 2 minutes to go in the game, they trailed by 10, only to come back and claim the victory, but still a very close call for the defending champions.
One other thing about realignment, Notre Dame prides itself as being an independent. Mm-hmm. I think they were trying to see if they could win in the Big East yesterday, but they found out they're going to stay independent. Yeah, they're not going to rise to the height of the Big East.
Not quite up to South Florida's level. Yeah, well, what do you see as we move forward to week two? We got some big matchups, interconference SEC. We got one between the SEC and the Big Ten, and then we got one that's not involving an SEC team that's between the Big 12 and the ACC that I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. So what do you like this weekend?
These are the teams and games that I'd like for us to think about. First of all, Virginia Tech and East Carolina. Now, with their win last year, remember the Hokies beat East Carolina last year, and when they did, they avoided, for the first time since 1987, beginning with an 0-3 record. Yeah. So that saved their day last year.
They could beat East Carolina, but not James Madison.
Yes, that's right. So last year they did lose to Boise, lost to James Madison, but they came back and they were able to defeat East Carolina. This is interesting. Virginia Tech is 16-1 in their last 17 true road openers. And their last true road opener that they lost was in Greenville, North Carolina, the home of the Pirates.
Wow.
That was in 1992, but I don't think that will happen this year. And then Georgia Tech. I think they'll beat Middle Tennessee because Middle Tennessee is a good team now. Purdue only beat them by 3 points. Nope. We have to keep that in mind.
Well, Middle Tennessee can give you some problems. They are the kind of team that can do that every once in a while, every couple of years. Where is that game played? Is that played in Georgia Tech?
I'm sure it is. Atlanta. I don't know. Louisiana Tech, they will beat Central Arkansas.
Yeah.
You might notice something here. I've said Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Louisiana Tech. We might as well pick Texas Tech, even though they have an open date. But I don't think Texas Tech has lost an open date in years. Now, that can't be said about Ohio State. They're the most recent ones to lose a bunch of games on an open date. The next pick would be the University of Southern California and Utah. Now, that's a tough one for me because I don't know what either of these teams.
That's a big game.
Yeah, and Southern Cal barely beat Minnesota. I just don't know what Utah is going to bring, but I'm going to go with the Southern Cal Trojans.
Yeah. Well, having picked Utah to win that division, you would think I would be picking Utah, but I'm not. I'm picking USC, and I think USC, by the way, will win the division, quote-unquote, but they can't participate in the conference championship game, so that's why I like Utah to win the division. But I think USC is definitely the best team.
Yeah. I just have a hard time getting a handle on that game whatsoever because I don't know what to expect from Utah. It seems Utah, Jacob, doesn't play with the same intensity or strength as they did a few years ago, even though they still are a good team.
And they're still coached by Kyle Whittingham, but you're right. It does seem that they're a little different Utah than they were when they were competing for the BCS.
The next pick is Alabama-Penn State. University of Alabama owns a 9-5 record versus Penn State, and they've won 4 out of the last 5. Their last trip to State College, you know, that's going to be confusing. Now, we're going to be talking about State College and College Station. It's going to be confusing for us. But anyway, here's what I'm thinking about. Penn State and Alabama. I'm sure that Penn State will not be looking ahead to Temple, nor will Alabama be looking ahead of North Texas. You think that's pretty clear?
I don't think Penn State's going to be looking ahead to Temple, and I don't think Alabama's going to be looking ahead to North Texas. I think Alabama played Kent State on Saturday, and I think North Texas will be a step down in competition from them, and Alabama handled them easily. As for Penn State, they played, I believe, Indiana State for the opener, so I will say Temple's definitely a step up in competition from Indiana State, but still, the game everybody is concentrating on is the Alabama and Penn State game.
Penn State has been referred to as Linebacker U, as you know. Mm-hmm. This year, they have got good linebackers. Their linebacker crew is ranked number 8 in the nation by one publication. However, Alabama's linebacker crew is ranked number 1. So this could be the linebacker challenge game.
Well, don't confuse the issue with facts like that. I mean, Penn State's still a linebacker, you.
Arkansas and New Mexico. Arkansas is 2-0, believe it or not, in their history against New Mexico. New Mexico, though, will become old hog feed after they get rocked in Little Rock. By the way, Arkansas plays 2 games in Little Rock this year, this one, and then they're going to bring the Bulldogs of Mississippi State.
Well, I'm just wondering how Bobby Petrino is doing it right now. You open up with Missouri State in Fayetteville, New Mexico in Little Rock, and Troy in Fayetteville. Now, how do you keep your team up for those 3 games? You have no BCS games, not even a close competition in those first 3 weeks.
That's interesting, and I guess Arkansas seems to enjoy that luxury most years.
I mean, they put all those at the beginning, and they're going to get one after the other when they start getting into Alabama, Texas A&M.
The next pick will be Auburn and Mississippi State. Dan Mullen has never beaten an SEC team not named Mississippi.
Mm.
The Bulldogs have lost 11 straight SEC openers.
Now, you said SEC team. You mean SEC West team not named Mississippi.
That's correct.
Yeah, because they've beaten quite a few in the East.
Right. Thank you. Also, if you think about it, this looks like that would be an Auburn win. However, I'm thinking this year that Mississippi State is going to defeat Auburn. It'd probably be a really, really good game, but Mississippi State looked mighty good. In fact, when I was giving out the grades, I gave Mississippi State an A for their game.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, they
But they are playing a lousy Memphis team. But on Auburn, you talked about it being a sure win for them. I'm not sure about that at all. I would like to tell that to the 10 or so thousand fans that filed out of Jordan-Hare Stadium before the game ended Saturday, right before they came back and won. I mean, that shows you how much confidence the fans had in the team. But they have some major issues on both sides of the football. Heard Mark May say it Saturday night, they're going to have to get their offensive and defensive lines. And Mississippi State is a more physical team, so it's going to be interesting to see that game. Yeah, it is in Auburn, so that does give a little bit to Auburn. It's going to be a good game, I think. But I think in the end, I wouldn't be surprised if Mississippi State doesn't win.
Well, the one thing about it, Auburn has a knack of being able to pull it out when it looks like it's impossible.
It's amazing.
So who knows? They might do it again. But I will have to pick this week Mississippi State to win that game. The next game on the schedule here is Alabama-Birmingham versus Florida. Now, wait just a minute, UAB folks. I know it's UAB, but I was trying to keep my alliteration going. I had Alabama-Arkansas. I was just trying to follow it up with another A. But this rivalry stands at 1-0 in favor of Florida. In 2002, Florida defeated the Blazers 51-3. The Blazers punted on their first seven possessions in that game. So I'm going to pick the Florida Gators to win. What do you think about this game, Jacob?
Well, Phil Calloway's sitting around listening to this somewhere. He probably got excited that you called this a rivalry, that you gave him that much respect. They have met before one time, and it was a lopsided win for Florida. There's no way this game's going to be close. And by the way, just to take a little tangent here, didn't you think Florida, I mean, I know it's playing Florida Atlantic, and but you judge all these teams by equal competition, and I thought Florida looked pretty good. You know, everybody's saying they're going to have a down year. Well, look at Georgia. They got blown out by Boise State. Look at South Carolina. They struggled with East Carolina. Could you see Florida now being the team in that East with all those other teams struggling?
It is interesting. And speaking of that South Carolina game when they were about to be beaten by East Carolina,
yeah.
I was about to call him the old ball coach, the old ball coach. But he came through, and he's still the old ball coach.
And you knew that, too, when he started Connor Shaw, and then he decided that he was going to go over to Stephen Garcia, and then back to Connor Shaw. I don't know what he's doing there, but I think it was a disaster, as it proved out on the field, because they could have very easily been beaten by East Carolina the way the Pirates were playing. And how about the fact that East Carolina put 30-something points on them? I mean, they're going to have to – I thought South Carolina had a defense with Jadeveon Clowney and everybody coming back. Didn't look that well Saturday night.
Our next pick, Jacob, will be Ole Miss and Southern Illinois.
Okay.
In 1994, Ole Miss defeated SIU 59-3. In 2010, Jack State beat Ole Miss 49-48. So this one's a hard one to pick. But I'm going to go with the Rebels.
Yeah, well, the Ole Miss, they need a bounce-back game. That one-point loss to Brigham Young at home, it was very tough because right toward the end, Ole Miss looked like they were going to secure the game and put it away, and what happened? They fumbled. And that is just kind of typical of Ole Miss to give it away in those late circumstances. I will say this, it is an improvement. Last year they lost to Jacksonville State, so you know this year at least they're losing to big-time teams.
Our last pick will be a really important game for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons,
okay.
And that is South Carolina and Georgia.
Man.
Now, listen to this, Jacob. The winner of this game has scored, 20 or less points in 8 of the last 10 years. The University of Georgia has won 7 out of the last 9. Georgia's special teams are ranked number 1 in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have more than special teams to win this game. I'm going to say that the University of South Carolina will win this game, and it's going to begin to cause question with the Georgia Bulldogs.
Well, I think there's already questions after that game against Boise State. But let me say this. You talked about defense and how this game is always a slugfest. But these are what these two SEC defenses had put on them. South Carolina by East Carolina. Okay, we're not talking about a BCS team here. 37 points on their defense. And, of course, Georgia against Boise State, we're also not talking about a BCS school. And I know everybody's going to say, well, they're very good. They are, but they're still not a BCS school. And they put 35 points on Georgia's defense en route to their big victory. So these defenses, if they're going to maintain that streak of the winner keeping it under 20 points, that's going to be difficult.
Jacob, I'd be remiss if I didn't announce one team that's been so poor that I believe they're going to begin to show signs of improvement this year,
okay.
And that's Washington State. The Washington State Cougars are going to be a little bit better team this year than they have been.
Wow.
let me give out a few grades here before we move to the chalkboard.
Okay.
I'm giving now many other teams. I didn't bring all the teams in, just a few. Mm-hmm. There's some teams that I gave an A to. Mississippi State University, I've already mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia Tech, Alabama, Stanford, and LSU. Ah. Those teams I give an
A.
Yeah,
I think LSU, and we haven't discussed that on this program. I talked about it the other night, but LSU really looked good. I mean, you're talking about an Oregon team that does some things on offense that can cause problems, and they did in the first half. But LSU took a three-point lead to halftime, and then on the second half came out and just manhandled Oregon in the way we liked SEC football played. And you got to give Jarrett Lee a lot of credit, okay? I think Jarrett Lee is the reason they won that football game. It was not his fault that Jordan Jefferson made the mistakes that he made. And here Jarrett Lee is, without scheming for Oregon most of the year, comes in, has to fill that role, and I think he did an admirable job Saturday night.
I thought it was also interesting, Jacob, in that game that Oregon prides itself on running the other team down, getting them tired, where they can't walk. And they did do that. A lot of LSU players were cramping up and all that. But in the second half, did you notice that it was the Oregon players who were over on the bench having their legs massaged and trying to work out the cramps? And I thought that's what LSU did. They kept pounding the ball. A lot of people say, well, they shouldn't keep running into the line. They're not gaining. But what they were doing, they were wearing them down. They went on to win. Just a couple other grades. I gave a D to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And I gave an F to Duke and to Georgia.
You're really mad at Duke. You wanted to get something in there.
That's right. Let's go to the chalkboard just for a moment.
Okay.
We've already talked about realignment. We've talked about the surprise teams and the teams that picked it up. Some of them did better and some of them didn't. But, you know, when we come to the chalkboard, we begin to look at how people get where they are. Mm-hmm. Now, Alabama played Kent State yesterday, and they're going to play Penn State next week. Mm-hmm. Well, you know that Kent State is the producer of Lou Holtz, Gary Pinkel, and Nick Saban.
Wow.
So they've got quite a good football history there.
And Gary Pinkel's the coach at Missouri.
He's the Missouri coach. That's correct. And by the way, Missouri had a tough time.
They struggle with Miami of Ohio.
So when we look at all of this, we come to the conclusion that as we are now beginning to move very fast into the new season of college football, and even though we look back and we see that we had some surprises and we had some teams that performed as we expected them to, we're ready now to look to next week. And when you begin to add it up, we look at number one, number two, mm-hmm. number three, number four, number five. I'm going to say that Boise State is beginning to move up and take its place as one of the challengers for the national championship this
year. No question.
I also think that Wisconsin is knocking on the door. They're right up there. And Alabama and Oklahoma, even though they took care of business, as they should, mm-hmm. and they defeated teams that might not have been real good opposition, but yet they performed as they ought.
Well, Tulsa could have given Oklahoma some issues, and they had no problem.
That's right. Oklahoma did quite well, and then LSU showed they're in there. So I think we're beginning to see some teams that's going to challenge this thing, and it may just be that kind of year where we have great games and great teams. We hope it all really works out in the end.
Well, when Arkansas gets through with their high school schedule, maybe we'll see them play some big teams, and we'll finally be able to put them on that stage too. Okay, quickly before we go, and I know we haven't done this in the past, but this is our final show before the weekend this week, so I want to do some picks on four major games this weekend, and I'm going to start with the contest in Auburn. Mississippi State comes in there, Dan Mullen trying to get the win. Big season hopes for Mississippi State, but Auburn just has a knack, as you said, for pulling it out. So who gets the win this weekend in Auburn?
I think that Mississippi State's going to win this game. Now, I have to admit that Mississippi State has it's so easy for it to have the opportunity, get on the stage, and then fall off.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
I like Dan Mullen's team. The way I saw Auburn's defensive line play, I like Mississippi State's offensive line to push him around. And I like Vic Ballard. Very big-time game the other night against Memphis. Talented running back. Then you got Chad Bumpus and, of course, Chris Ralph at the control. So I like Mississippi State to win that game in Auburn. Next game, played in Happy Valley. I think you know what this one is. How about Penn State and Alabama? Big time historical game, but it's also big for the national stage. If Penn State wins, they go way up, and if Alabama wins, they just keep chugging.
I think this is going to be a very difficult game for Alabama, but I think Alabama is going to rise to the occasion. I was really impressed with their defense this week, and they're going to have to do some work on the offense to get it smoother, but don't you imagine they held back one or two plays.
One would think, but I will say this. The quarterback packages, they look very good at the beginning of the game for both quarterbacks, A.J. McCarron and Phillip Sims, but you can't go into Happy Valley in good conscience, in my opinion, and turn it over four times and expect to go out of there with a victory. They threw four interceptions. Both quarterbacks threw two. So Alabama needs to get that corrected. And that's the bottom line, because you can't go into a hostile environment with 100,000 opposing fans and do that. All right, let's move to Georgia and talk about the Georgia-South Carolina game. Who do you think comes out on top in that one?
Well, again, I just believe South Carolina will win the game. But who knows? Georgia is... I can't figure this team out. I can't figure out what they're about. I don't think they have any identity.
Yeah, I like Georgia in the game, and that's only because I'm being boneheaded here and sticking with my pick to win the SEC East even after they got clobbered by the Broncos Saturday night. But I still like Georgia. They're at home. South Carolina's got a ton of talent, but come on, Mark Rick. Get one game and get your team back on track here. This is a big one. All right, and then finally, the game that we haven't talked a whole lot about, but it is the biggest by far game of the weekend when you talk about BCS standings. Both of these teams easily in the top 10. Florida State hosting Oklahoma down in Tallahassee. A lot of people think Oklahoma is a sure thing to win this game, but when you go into Tallahassee, you have to be a little bit cautious.
I think Oklahoma will win the game. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be close.
Wow. Yeah, I tend to agree with you, and I'm picking Oklahoma as well, but I still think to give Florida State a home game like this, and you have to be interested to see how well they can do, but I like Oklahoma. E.J. Manuel, by the way, is a very good quarterback for Florida State, but with Oklahoma, I think Landry Jones definitely could make a run at the Heisman this year, and I like the way they played against Tulsa. No problem whatsoever, so I like Oklahoma. Well, everyone, enjoy the games. Have a great weekend. We will be back next week with full analysis and a preview of Week 3 as we continue to roll on college football season. Thanks for joining us.